Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Happy New Moon!
New Scorpio Moon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those two brights are basically in Scorpio, and, you know, it's kind of weird. There's like a triple sextile going on, and then there's a triple square going on. It's kind of like, I would normally say, a kiss and a slap.
It is. And it's transformative, and it has its benefits to it. You know, I like new moons because it does open up another channel, another way, another avenue, you know, and really being in Scorpio, it's so apropos for this time period that we live in. So it is about opening up to something deeper, something bigger, something greater. And I think that's what this was all about, is really seeing something deeper, something bigger, something greater than just what we've been seeing in front of us on the day-to-day basis.
Exactly. Like I said, I just saw it as being some, one of those situations where, of course, all the sextiles that are going on right now, the Capricorn planets, again, there's possibilities that are in there, and everybody's looking for a desire to transform things with that strong Scorpio energy. But I feel sorry for Venus. I really do. I hate to say it, but that's how I look. First look at the person that came to my mind is like, oh, my goodness, poor Venus.
Got that those restrictions on it, that's for sure. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
I like Venus in Libra normally. To me, it's a beautiful time to listen to music and stuff, to decorate the house. I've been making things a little prettier around here, which has really kind of been fun.
Aw, that's a good thing. It's, you know, this one is a little stunted. It's, you know, it's incubating, but it still has that creative way to it, and it has that, you know, that beautiful eye for detail and beauty that it has being in its sign, Libra.
Exactly. You know, like you say, new moons is always about the new beginnings, and I love that, you know, and I like the Scorpio energy. It tends to compliment me because those energies are in my first house, which is really great for my work, I think, you know. But,
yeah,
it's all good. Well, anyway, I suppose we should take a couple callers. We've got a bunch of people on hold here already, so we're going to try and get through them if we can, and we'll do our best, like we always do.
Okay, we can do that.
I so missed doing the show with you last week, but I'm really glad that your journey turned out to be kind of what you expected, with a couple little surprises, but nonetheless, you know, it was a journey worth taking.
Absolutely. Definitely a journey worth taking. And I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to have all you listeners listening again. So.
Absolutely. All right, you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Okay, then. Area code 203, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 203? Can you hear me, Jacqueline?
I can hear you. I can't hear them. Are you there?
I can't either. I want to go ahead and put them... back on hold, and we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Area code 978.
Hi, ladies. This is
Hi.
Kathleen. You have me in your file.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, guys. Date of birth.
Hi.
8457.
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yeah, but I reside in Haverhill, Massachusetts now.
Okay.
Okay.
And
maybe
I have a
then.
Specific question.
Good, that's what we like.
Okay. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's with my neurosurgeon's physician's assistant, who I've never met, because my neurosurgeon who's done surgery on me before is totally booked. I don't know what's going on. I'm having a lot of pain in my neck and my shoulder, and I cannot take it anymore. And I went to the hospital, and they took x-rays. It's degenerative, whatever. But I have pain in my back, too. Do you see them tomorrow deciding, like, if they do x-rays, to say, okay, it's your cervical spine, your neck, and you need another surgery on that? Or are they going to find it's coming from something else, my neck and my shoulder?
Did you previously injure the area?
No, I don't know what I did to cause this, but 2011, I had surgery by this neurosurgeon on my cervical spine, on my neck, because, and I didn't think anything of it, because I was having numbness in my hand, and I'd have to shake it out. But this is my neck and my shoulder, and I can't take the pain. Plus, I got to see him about, also tell him about my lower back pain, and I know I have a pinched nerve there again, and I already had one surgery there. But I don't know what's going on with this shoulder, if they're going to decide, yeah, maybe she should have surgery. I don't know. We see how tomorrow's visit's going to go.
I think it's going to be a wait and see for more diagnostic testing, to be honest with you.
They can't
even
do
though
everything.
Most of the planets are most of the planets are direct now. Uranus, which is the planet of surprises and lightning bolts and hurricanes and sudden separation, by the way, is retrograde in Taurus. Now, Taurus does rule the neck and the shoulder area of the body. Okay.
Really? And
but
that's
I'm
for
looking,
tomorrow or right now it's in there?
Well, it's going to be doing this for a while. It is in square to Uranus in your natal and your sun in Leo. Okay. So, but it's been there for a while. It's not like it's a new thing. Okay.
Yeah,
but
it was
right now,
my medical chart. Go ahead,
right,
honey.
But Mercury is opposing it, okay, over the next few days. So Mercury, being a communication planet, they are going to want to have more information. So they probably are going to review some of your old records. They are probably going to do some things, but to firm up the diagnosis. I want to let you know that Neptune, which is the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, it rules all things unseen. Now, when they do an x-ray, what that is, it's viewing things that are unseen by the naked eye, okay, to
mm-hmm.
our technology. Now, that planet is still retrograde until the last day of this month. So my feeling is they are probably going to do something more to try and determine exactly what's going on here, because the pain, as you mentioned, is just different. Now, the good news is that Jupiter, which rules, is in Capricorn right now, sitting on your vertex. Now, Capricorn rules all the bones and teeth of the body, all of them. And because Jupiter is sitting on your vertex, what Jupiter does, because it's the planet of expansion, it really helps them to do, indeed, look at everything, okay? So chances are, if there's something to be found, they will find it. But as you and I both know, when you go for testing, it takes a few days to get those results back. So if I were you, I would be just very much on top of this because of the pain you're having. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah, well, they have x-rays, they x-ray machine there and everything.
Good.
That's why.
But they might want to do something more extensive, like an MRI. But go ahead, Jacqueline.
I think I need that, yeah.
Well, and here again, I have to agree 100% with Aphrodite, with everything she said, okay? Again, these are very clear-cut aspects that we're looking at.
Right? Ow. Yeah.
It is a process for you, and this is a matter of faith, is what I'm going
to
say, because, again, we're looking at a long-term process based on a short-term process, okay? And what's going to happen is it's already just barely touching, but it's already starting its dance, is Jupiter is going to trine your Jupiter at the beginning of December. This is Jupiter is your greatest guardian angel, and so all of this transformation and change that it's doing is actually for your benefit. It may be a challenge to get through, but the only thing I can say different than Aphrodite is that you have a guardian angel over your shoulder, and this is going to work out to your benefit in the long term. Over the next couple months, it's going to be a little challenging. Again, they're going to come up with a process that's going to work for you is what I'm trying to say.
A process. So it sounds like PT or injections or something versus surgery.
It has
right.
a potential.
They're probably going to try a couple of things and stuff because, again, they to do the MRI or more extensive testing, they're going to be able to know if it's something that can be resolved, you know, non-surgically, or if surgery may be required. Sometimes they will try the lesser first because you've already had surgery in that area.
That's what they did with my back, and then I finally succumbed to back surgery. They finally said, you got to have the back surgery. I went to PT, I had injections, chiropractor, and my back, I'm back in pain again after 3 years.
I'm so sorry.
Excruciating. My back and my neck. Shoulder. I'm just in so much pain every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm not really seeing. There is lots of squares right now between Venus in Libra, which does rule the lumbar spine, by the way, and these Capricorn planets. But Venus is usually more of a good news planet. Now, because by the time you get there tomorrow, the moon's going to be in Sagittarius. That rules the sciatic nerve, so I'm wondering if the sciatic nerve might be inflamed at this time. It might not be a bone issue there right now. But only the doctor can tell you that. I'm not a medical doctor, but I think right now, like I said, they do need to give you a really thorough once-over and re-examine in order for you to get the best possible medical care at this time. So stay right on top of it, honey. Stay right on top of it.
You know, you had mentioned initially at the beginning of this, I thought you said something about a loss, L-O-S-S. Do you remember saying that?
No.
I thought I picked up on that because I was recently told about a loss that might come to me before the end of 2020 or within 90 days. And I'd be left property. And I know who it would be.
Well, I didn't say that tonight. I didn't even look at that.
I thought you said a loss.
I was just trying to. No. No, I didn't.
All right, I'll go back and listen to it. But when you do you think it's my back causing this or my neck?
I think you're dealing with things in two separate chakras of the body.
Yeah, back and neck.
And both of them need to be examined and taken into account of what's going on. And so that's why I'm glad that now you're going to be able to see the doctor this time, right?
Well, I won't see my neurosurgeon. I'm going to see his physician's assistant, but they said my neurosurgeon can pop his head in if need be. You know what I mean?
That's good. I want to see that. So I would put my prayers
so.
In that direction, okay?
Okay.
At this time, and I would stay right on top of it and not drop the ball because you know how it is sometimes to try to get an appointment right now. It takes time. So You want to make sure that there is going to be a follow-up, and you want to make sure that follow-up is certain when you walk out of there tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm usually on top of stuff like that, especially if I'm in pain.
With
yeah.
all these Virgo planets? Yes, of course you are.
Yeah, no, I really am, yeah.
Well, Kathleen, you keep us posted and everything, and
I will.
My thoughts and prayers tonight, honey, okay?
Thank you both.
You're welcome. God bless you.
I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. I told you I felt sad to Venus tonight, didn't I?
You started the show with her.
Yeah, we did. I'm going to try and pick up our first caller again because they've been on hold longer than the others. So I'm just going to go ahead and see if I can pick that one up again.
Okay.
Air code 203, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there? All right. I'm guessing I'm going to let that go again for now. I'll go to the next one.
Okay.
It's a crazy night so far. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Air code 510, you're on the air. Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Tasha. Birthday 6/22/1975. I want to see what you see coming from me.
Okay. I can find you on here.
I'm going to California.
Yes.
And you still live there?
Yes.
Alrighty then. Gotcha.
Okay, so what would you like to know tonight?
As far as love, what do you see coming from or happening?
Say again?
What do you see from me as far as love, what do you see happening?
Are you in school?
No.
You want to stay living where you're living?
No, I'm trying to move. Difficult
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, you have a lot of squares going to your ninth house right now. Now, the ninth house rules distant relocation, but it also rules education and also your spirituality. So you have a lot of squares to that. So the practical things you're dealing with right now are really challenging your spiritual strength. And the most valuable thing I can tell you tonight, no matter what happens, stay in character. Okay?
Okay.
Mars has been retrograde and it just went direct, okay, over the last 24 to 48 hours. And it's going to be moving into your ninth house, so the action is going to start to take place. But you are going to have to meet the challenge of real practical things, okay, in order to make it happen. But I think you can do it. But the key here is, as Jacqueline would say, faith, but also persistence. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think that faith and persistence is written all over this.
I know it. Yep.
Neptune is still retrograde, as we were talking about with the other one, and it's going to go direct the last day of the month here. So it's still a little bit of ways away. It is transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. On the other side of that, in your fifth house of romance and dating, you still have a strong T-square with Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn sitting there. Okay, so there is some restriction as far as your love life is concerned at this point in time. But fear not. Two of those planets are leaving that area. And once they leave, then you'll start to see your love life open up again, and you'll start to see the answer. So what it's all about, again, is that faith and trusting in yourself, finding that again, Aphrodite was talking about how this time period for you is really a time period for you to grow into yourself, find your strengths, and to follow those, and to take those advantages ahead of you right now. be a little bit more bolder, is what I'm trying to say. Because, again here, I think your love life will open up more towards the beginning of the year than now.
Okay.
Exactly. And, you know, you are going to be going through your Mars return in Aries. Now, Aries is sometimes a misunderstood sign because it's the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And so you have the ability each and every day to decide whether you're going to go ahead and butt heads, or if you're going to sit and observe and say, okay, let me accept this for now, knowing that things shift and change all the time. These planets are always moving. And you're going to go through your Mars return, so your prayers are going to be answered in this cycle. Mars doesn't leave Aries and go into Taurus until the 7th of January next year. So this is an incredibly transformative time where you are really going to get yourself back, number one. And you, again, need to just be you. Just be you. Don't get involved in any relationship. I don't care if it's business or romantic, where you can't simply be yourself. Exercise a certain level of independence, even though you're very devotional in your nature. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye. Powerful stuff with all that Aries stuff going on in her ninth house of metaphysics and spirituality. Woo, woo.
Oh, yeah.
God bless.
Oh, yeah.
God bless. You ready for the next
one?
But
it's for our benefit because it's going to transfer. It's going to transit over Jupiter first. So that's like a huge blessing right before she gets her Mars return. Wonderful.
Exactly. An eighth house of resources, other people's money, okay, and finding a way to use her resources, both inner and outer. I love that, too. I love that, too. Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 256, you're on the air. Hi.
Kimberly.
Hi, who's this?
Kimberly from Georgia.
Oh,
Kimberly.
Kimberly, how are you?
Good, how are y'all?
We're good.
Hanging in there, what are our choices, right?
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me see. I got too many Kimberlys on here.
So what's up with you tonight?
I was going to say my birthday is 11/5/1970. But what's up with me is I know this is a new moon. And my question is, according to my chart, in reference to my career, because I talked to y'all before, but in reference to a new career or even school, because I'm looking at school as well, what do I need to know?
Okay, what city in Georgia are you in?
Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R.
There you go. So I wouldn't be surprised if you did go back to school here in the near future. Okay, I just wouldn't.
Okay.
It's a security and stabilizing point as far as you're concerned. Emotionally, you're going to have Jupiter and Saturn both are going to start transiting over your moon in your ninth house of higher education. Okay. So, again, for your emotional security, I can see you doing that. It doesn't have to be, again here, it doesn't have to be a degree. It could be some kind of training, too, as well. Okay. It doesn't have to be that formal thing, just to let you know. Because that new moon sat in between your Venus and your Neptune, okay?
Yes.
It's all about the dream work. It's all about what do you want to do when you grow up? Because your sun is so close to your sixth house cusp, this new sun, okay? And you've got all the Scorpio planets into your sixth house. Your career is a way of life if I've ever seen it. Okay, and it's about following that passion blindly of whatever it is. So what do you want to do? Okay, what interests you, and what do you want to do for a while? Check it out and be curious about. That's what I would follow at this point in time because your benefits are is that it's going to give you the education you need to be able to make it happen. Okay, so look at really what your passion is. Okay, what do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I totally agree. Right now, where the planets are moving right now, Capricorn is all about documentation. If you're going to get the education, you need to get the certification. Okay? And like she said, it doesn't have to necessarily be like a BS or, you know, an advanced degree. It is about doing something that you know you can ground your power in the real world. I mean, you're so psychic, honey. It's like through the friggin' roof. And I love how Jacqueline mentioned the fact that the new moon, okay, and the sun, of course, that you're kissing today, are a hot midpoint between your Venus and your Neptune. Now, you know, Venus is the planet of love, but Neptune, okay, is a higher octave of Venus, okay? It's like Venus on steroids. So to live what you love with passion, which Jacqueline so poignantly pointed out to you, yes and yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If you feel that your deep inner self is vibrating to that frequency, honey, you darn well go for it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're on your side.
Okay.
We're always on your side.
I know. Thank you both very much. Thank you.
Well, many blessings to you and happy new moon.
Thank you. Happy new moon to you both as well. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Her chart always blows me away.
That's really a happy new moon. When you said that, I went, yeah, right there is a true happy new moon. She gets that relief.
I so agree. Yes. Yes. Okay, let's see. Who's next? Oh, here we are. Somebody, I think, from your neck of the woods half of the year.
All right.
Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Dan.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hey,
how are
Dan?
You?
I'm okay. I'm sitting here in the dark. I couldn't use the internet because the power's out, so I had to listen on the phone. So.
Oh dear.
it's just a storm. It's just a storm that's passing, and just like every other storm, sun will rise again tomorrow. So.
Oh my goodness. Can you give me the first three letters of your last name? Because I can never find it. Sorry.
It's C-I-E.
That's why. Okay. Because it's weird because in my mind, for some reason, I cannot get the phonetics down. I know that sounds crazy, but because of my childhood deafness, it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry. But I got you now.
Yeah, my last name breaks all the rules. I before E except after C. Yeah, it breaks all of them. So.
Well, you're an Aries sun. Don't they always break all the rules? Hello. I love it. Well, you've got a lot of squares going on, my friend.
Yeah, I bet in the 10th house, right? I bet a lot of them are bouncing off of the 10th house or in the 10th house.
Actually, it's more from the 6th house to the 9th from what I'm seeing here. So what the Capricorn forces have to do with rules, regulations, and those people in authority. And then your three Aries planets that are in the 9th house, it's like you want your freedom, you want to do it your way, darn it. But when you see a square in astrology, a square is an opportunity to create change, okay? And the beautiful things about these Capricorn planets is they're forming beautiful trines to your natal moon in Virgo. So you are going to work hard. You are going to be establishing something. You're in a beautiful Jupiter trine right now. But, again, I hate to tell you this, you have to play by the rules. What do you
I can't
think,
make them
Jacqueline?
Up as I go.
No.
Not this
nice
time.
Nice try,
right?
No sale.
Oh,
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, yeah, that gives me a different perspective, something to look at. Just play by the rules and keep on keeping on, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because in the end game, the biggest thing to remember is to take the high road, aspire to the highest ideal, which is the truth of yourself and anything that you are doing as your work, okay? Just take that high road, keep your integrity where you can grasp it every day because you're going to need to do that.
Okay, I'll take that into account and try to follow it. It's not easy sometimes, but you got to do what you got to do, right?
I'll be sending you good energy, Dan.
All right, thanks, Dan, for that. Thanks, Jacqueline. You ladies have a wonderful evening. And if I can I continue to listen to the show?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, then, we'll chat with you again later. God bless.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I should have asked you, but I figured you already read for him.
he's just taught, you know, Aries and those squares. You know, that's a long duration of these squares, and the Mars is a long duration over all this stuff. So yeah, it's been a long journey with that squares all through this year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He just wants to take a vacation.
I don't blame him. I'd like to take a vacation, too, but unfortunately, I can't do that right now.
With those sustained squares, he can't either, so hey.
Next, right?
Got to find the joy in the day.
Yes. Yes. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 405, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you all?
Sylvia! Doing well.
Yay!
How are you?
Jacqueline! I am for
all day once again. I love it. Hi.
Back to back areas, you got to love that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
since
yeah.
The last time I have spoken with you ladies, I am so grateful that Mars has gone direct out of Aries. And also I made a decision to start school, college for the spring semester to take up to get a 2-year degree in psychology. So,
woohoo! Woohoo! The new moon is right on you. The sun and moon are kissing your moon right now, honey. You are so psychic. What a great choice. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. Mars just danced over your sun and it's going to go into your first house. Changes are afoot. You're going to take off and start to move on. This is a good thing.
Okay.
They have
right.
to know
that
Mars
so
is in Aries until January 7th, okay? It's direct now, and it's going to move right into your first house, which Jacqueline so wonderfully pointed out to you. So it is about your self-expression. It is about your I mm-hmm. am presence being available in everything you do and every decision that you make. Okay?
Okay.
And I really like that for you. And again, for you to get additional credentials at this time, that is a great idea. But I know you. You're going to get the education, but then you're going to put your own spin on it.
Yes, you do. You know me.
I know you, girl. Yes.
Yes. Yes, you do. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, they just teach, you know, this what I call standard. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I.
But
I thought about doing
it. Go ahead. Sorry.
I had thought about doing a double major of sociology or nutrition. And I was like, well, nutrition and psychology to me go together, you know, like mind, body, soul. So I'm like, well, I'm thinking maybe I should just focus on just one major versus two, but two did enter my mind, my thought.
All right, well.
So, go ahead.
One of the things I want to mention, the thing with nutrition in your chart is you have Pluto conjunct the North Node in Virgo, which does rule nutrition, but it also rules anything you take into your body as far as perception, what you hear, what you smell, what you see. And so that's why I think, I don't know if the nutritional thing is essential. I like the other better for you. I want to see you get the credentials so you can do things your way. Because you said, once I get that piece of paper, what I create is going to be uniquely my own. You're right in your Saturn return right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is about you being able to put a sign on your door, and you're a free agent. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay. So, like, I don't think you need to get a dual major really here. I think if you go with the sociology, if you go with that and you move in that direction, number one, your psychic stuff is going to go wild. Your Pisces stuff is going to be very present with people. And again, you want to see what else they're taking in, not just their food, okay? Because, you know, again, we have six senses. And so you, with that degree, you can work in all quadrants and never look back.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You're biting off more than you could chew. Okay, is what I'm going to say. I know your desire is strong to move forward, my little Aries friend. But one step at a time is what I'm trying to say. You could add something to that along the way, but I think the psychology degree is really where you need to focus all your energy at this point in time. That Scorpio moon is a little intense, and it wants more, okay? But let it be what it is. Present in the day with what you're being given today. Don't try and take off more than what, you know, try and do it all at once, okay? One foot in front of the other, okay?
Okay. And I've noticed, and another thing that I've noticed is since Mars has come out of retrograde, I'm like starting like to have memories from the past. I'm going like, you know, it's like, I mean, several, like many memories are just, this wasn't doing this at first. Honest, it wasn't. And I just noticed this, and I'm going like, okay, has this got anything to do with Mars going direct? I'm like, I wanted to make mention. I'm like, what's going on? Two good people that I've known long term, 20 and 30 years. We didn't talk on a regular basis, and all of a sudden they just popped into my mind. And when I reached out, I found out both of them had transitioned. One in July this year and one in September. And I'm going like, okay, so why didn't I get a hit, you know, before they transition? But it was just, they would just come to mind, you know, they just came to mind and just stayed there, you know, until I reached out. And it's like, wow. So I just noticed these things is happening as well. Go ahead.
Well, Mars is retrograde in your 12th house, which does rule our dream world, okay? And it was retrograde, and again, Mars is the planet of action. Now it is direct, but when it was retrograde and you were going through these things yourself, what was happening is you were kind of going back to the past. But because there was nothing to be done by you, in other words, their transition, you are not necessarily supposed to take action regarding that process is what I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. I agree. With it being retrograde, it was more of, that there was nothing that you could do. And I think the universe was saying to you that, hey, we needed to shield or protect you during that period of time, because also during that period of time, Neptune went retrograde. And Neptune is in your 12th house, and it is conjunct your Mercury, okay?
Yes.
So it's all about that psychic protection around you is what I'm talking about. So for it to come out at this point in time, now you know there's no action you can take. And to be honest with you, with the way I look at your chart, okay, I think they came to you and said, hey, how's it going, and came and visited you for you to think about them. So.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I like it.
Okay,
awesome.
So anything else going on that memories, just, you know, past memories just popping, you know, just popping up?
Well, Neptune's still retrograde until the end of the month. And Neptune
mm-hmm.
does rule the 12th house in the dream world, okay? But also, even when
okay.
you're in meditation, you might have visions, okay? So be open to receive whatever your brights are trying to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forget that my what is trying to tell me.
That your angels, that your guides are trying to tell you.
Oh,
okay. They might be trying to give you some information that can be very helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're in your Saturn return. Now, Saturn only returns every 29 years, see? So this has to do with some of these people, your greatest teachers. Whether it was comfortable or uncomfortable, these people that are kind of coming into your consciousness right now, there was something you shared that is part of who you are or who you will become, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would just take it as useful information.
Okay,
think,
so the Saturn. Hello? Hello?
Jacqueline, are you still there?
I'm still here. Are you still there?
Yeah, I
have to.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I agree 100% with you. Here again, I'm going to say your dream time at this point in time is very important, okay? So it is all about envisioning your dream and staying within that dream time period. You're going to have some revelations during this period of time that are going to be pretty cool.
Okay. Is there anything, like, I'm in my Saturn return, so is there anything Saturn wants me to do or career-wise, like I've made up my mind to, you know, made a decision to go back to school? Is it, and since Saturn
absolutely.
Is in my 10th house with Capricorn, and that's the career
exactly.
and reputation. And
exactly.
So is it anything Saturn is requiring of me during its return?
Saturn
is... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because, see, both Saturn and Jupiter are going into Aquarius at the end of the year in the same couple of days, okay? And the next thing that they're going to do is they're going to pass over your Jupiter in the 11th house of the light worker, okay? And Jupiter Aquarius wants to do something that serves humanity, which is you're all about this, honey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So... what's happening is, with Saturn returning to you, you've decided, yes, I'm going to go for the credential because I'm going to do this until I retire. It's that simple. Okay? So you've already made that decision. So now you just have to execute it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
I agree. It's all about faith. This is, any time you have that Saturn return, especially with yours in your 10th house of your career, it is about that shift of, okay, I'm going through another whole 30-year cycle, okay? It doesn't mean you'll be working for the next 30 years, but you've set a trend for the next 30 years. That's how come I'm encouraging the psychology degree, and I think that's really going to lead you on to the path that you're, of your newest journey as far as your career is concerned.
Okay, ladies. Well, if nothing else, I will yield the floor for the next caller. Thank you all. I appreciate you all. I love you all. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. God bless
and happy,
you, Sylvia.
And happy new moon to you all as well.
Thanks, love.
All right. Talk to you all. I missed y'all last week. I missed y'all being on the air. I wanted to let you know
I
that.
I know it. Yeah, we missed
all
it
right.
too, but life happens.
Yes, it does. Okay, y'all
have
take care.
Night,
until
ladies.
Next time, happy new moon. Take care. Thank you all. I greatly appreciate you all.
Thank you. God bless you, honey. Okay.
You too.
Right.
Night-night. Right. Au revoir.
Okay. love those long goodbyes. I am a Cancer after all. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 780, you're on the air.
You know who it is. Happy New Moon, lady.
Hey, Jay! Happy
Aphrodite.
New Moon of all the times to hear from you.
Hey, Jacqueline.
What's shaking?
Not too much. I mean, it's just like, well, just really interesting time for an Aries. I heard you're bashing Aries, so I'm going like, I better phone in. So,
oh, I'm
Aries.
Not bashing Aries.
No Aries. Some Aries, yeah. It depends where they're... You know, the moons are and everything else going on, so.
I still happen to be prejudiced towards Aries.
Okay.
The signs that I are adhering to me.
Oh, my goodness. What city in Canada do you live in now, Jay? I can't remember.
Edmonton. Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, I have you in there. Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you sound really beautiful. Your voice is, like, so clear and so beautiful tonight.
Had to clear. It's a new moon. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Retrograde was
sure
last week,
is.
So. Boy, that was an interesting retrograde. Holy cow, so.
Glad it's over. Yay, Mars is through.
Thank you.
You have so many trines and blessing lines in your chart, though. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
And Mars is going to pass over your Mercury tomorrow. What are you doing? Are you making some kind of declaration tomorrow?
I'm not sure. Am I supposed to make a declaration tomorrow?
Yes.
What do I declare?
I think you declare your next... mission or the next thing that you want to bring forth as a unique spirit that you are. It might even be an inner declaration, but I think you're going to exercise it outwardly. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I am
going
to say this, because the moon is in Sagittarius at this point in time, okay? And tomorrow it is going to go and trine with that Mars and your Mercury. And as a matter of fact, right now the moon is in trine to your sun. But what I'm trying to say about that is it's transiting through your first house. So I would like to see you do some kind of thing outdoors to set that intent, to take a physical action, because it is Mars. And match it up with your intent or where you're thinking and focusing on in your head. I think it can manifest something in the long term for you really well. So tomorrow I would take a short period of time. Morning would be better than afternoon, but either way, and go through that process and really set that intention out there, because I think it can manifest back to you. With all these trines, you got a clear channel of, hey, you put it out there, and it's going to come back.
Awesome. So tomorrow is the time. Tomorrow in the morning or afternoon. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And tonight's a good night to put it together, because the new moon is transiting through your 12th house. So this is a good time for you to put it together in your meditations and things that you do at the end of your day. But all the beautiful videos that you've sent to me and Jacqueline, I know you love your outside so much. I expected you were going to be outside tomorrow anyway.
I'll try to be a little bit cool here, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, I was thinking that, because you all just got a cold front come down, didn't you?
That's right. That's right. That's totally true. a little bit snowy here, so.
Still go out. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Awesome. Really enjoy your food tomorrow.
Okay. Manifest Monday. Writing this down. So okay. So I do a. So I can make a declaration, eh?
It's the I am presence that is so interesting with that Mars and Aries, and it's the sign of the ram, but the sign of the lamb. And again, that whole yin-yang balance thing, which you do so very well, with all your clearing and your ritual. I mean, I really just love this for you. I love this for you.
Awesome. Really grateful for your intentions there. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you'll definitely be led where you need to go, and I think you already kind of know that. I think that's why you called in tonight, because you like to talk to us girls, because we love and support you, and you love and support us.
That's right. Works hand in hand in long distance ways too. So I'm really grateful. Thank you so much.
Yes. Sometimes this technology we have is a blessing, is it not?
It is. And you know the ceremonies and things like that. It just makes it more authentic, right? So you know I can talk to you from wherever I can right now, and do ceremony here and send that ceremony to you, so onto your doorstep. So yeah,
I know it.
Authentic.
And I
yeah.
So loved everything you sent me. I mean, I was just sitting here transfixed, watching all of it. It was spectacular.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome. I don't know if. Jacqueline, did you watch any of that, or did you have time to watch any
yes,
of that?
Yes, I
or?
Did. Oh,
you
know,
yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
I don't know these things, so. But
I have to agree with. I have to agree with after that. It was awesome. It was really sweet.
You're welcome. It was lots of fun. So, joy burning it. Have some joy burning it.
Absolutely.
Already used it several times. So.
I know you had to do some other clearing you're telling me about, so that's good too. So.
Yeah, I used it to clear the office that I left, et cetera, and I've used it several times right now. I mean,
yeah, that's,
with a few weeks, yeah. Clearing and cleaning energy under this time period, you know, it's a time period where we need to have clearing and cleansing the most. So. I've used
that's
it.
So true. That's what it's there for, to burn. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you. It was very short, but I'm very grateful for your insight again, as usual, as I said. So, thank you so much. I'm really grateful again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Blessings
I mean, we're part of this mutual admiration society. How cool is that?
You have a way with words.
Yeah, some say that. Some think I talk too much, but guess what? I talk for a living. I can't help myself.
That's right.
Jay, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, your sweetheart. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Supporting us in so many ways. I mean, the gifts that you've sent to us have been absolutely spectacular. The spiritual light gleams before you even open the box. Truly.
Oh, that's lovely. Lots of lovely words there. Thank you. I'm grateful again from my heart to your heart. Thank you. I'm grateful to all my relations. Thank you so much, Jacqueline and Aphrodite.
You're welcome.
For you. Let's share.
Okay.
We'll chat again soon.
Bless.
God bless you.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
God bless you both. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. We've got 6 minutes left. You want to go for one more?
Okay.
Air code 201, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi,
hello?
I'm sorry. I was muted. I'm sorry. I was muted.
And
this
who
is
this?
Jackie.
Oh, I knew I knew that voice. Why can't I remember that now? How are you, Jackie?
I just want to know what's going on in my chart. Because this week, I just felt like I got hit with some things that I don't know where it's coming from. I got to figure out a way. I'm talking about physically, emotionally. It was like coming from all ends. Like I'm exhausted. And I want to set my intention to vitality, but I honestly don't feel it. What's going on in this chart of mine?
When's your birthday?
January 5th, 1965.
Gotcha. And where do you live now?
I live in New Jersey.
Okay. take a peek for you, honey. Let's see. Boy, there's a lot going on in here.
Yeah. Both of us took a gasp when we saw that.
Yeah. Wow. You have a tremendous amount of responsibility, correct?
Yeah, with my job and my family.
Yeah. Because right now you're, like, kicking on all cylinders. But it's only going to be until the end of the year. If you can get to the next few months, I think it's going to lighten the load.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, time, energy, intention, and money are things that you have to make sure you're balancing every day. You're so sincere, you're so caring, you always try and do your best ever, and you're kind of going through kind of a burnout, but not completely. But it's put you into like a state of melancholy, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep, and you're over-processing. It's probably hard for you to sleep because at the end of the day, you're thinking about all the things you didn't get done, correct?
Yes. It constantly wants us to do different things. I feel like my brain is going in a thousand different parts, like it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
The pieces are missing.
Yep.
And I got to figure it all out. And I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you, one of the things I just want to share with you really quickly before I want Jacqueline to take a look at this too, because she's so amazing. But an attitude of gratitude, it's very hard for negative energies to get to an attitude of gratitude. And I'm not just talking about those things you have or those things you've done. I'm talking about being very thankful for you having the power to be you. You have not factored yourself into your life as much as you could have over this past year, and I think that is going to change. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree. I do think that this next year is going to be a better year for you as far as changing, as far as that's concerned, because, okay, what we're talking about is this: you have a tremendous amount of restriction in your chart. You have a couple of yods here. You have some T-squares that have been going on. There's a lot of restriction on my little cardinal friend, okay? Because
yes,
you always are the one to be, I need to take charge, I need to do that, da, 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 da. And you have this huge list right now that there's no humanly possible way that anybody could ever achieve it, okay? I'm going to say this about this time period for you. What it is teaching you and the discipline that you're learning in this process is not to look at everything on your plate, just to look at what you have to do next. Okay, it's all about next. Okay, I just have to do this, and then I'm going to do this next. I have to do this, and then I'm going to do this next. It's not about thinking about anything further than that next thing that will be your saving grace over the next couple months, because it just wears so much on you, the heaviness of all of it. And there's no way you're going to be able to do all of it in the time period that you want to do it in. So it's one foot in front of the other, one piece at a time that is really going to be to your success and lighten the load off your back, because eventually when January and February come in, then things are really going to be rolling and you're going to see how much lighter you are then than now. But it is about making it through this time period. So I do take the day, take the moment, only look at what's next, don't go any further. Okay, Jackie?
Okay. All right. I really don't want to go
any
further.
Be more task-oriented than system-oriented right now if you can. Okay?
Could you repeat that?
Be more task-oriented than system-oriented. Because, see, you have the ability to look at things in tremendous detail, but then you also see the big picture. And sometimes the big picture overwhelms you, honey. Okay.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. So the system,
just,
the system
I
that I work for.
One step at a time. One step at a time, and
yeah,
be thankful for the moments, because you have some joy in your life, too. Yeah, you have joy in your life too. And spend more time in the joy and less time in, you know, the burden. Every joyous moment, embrace it completely, hon, okay?
Okay. I try. I just physically.
I know you do,
like,
girl.
I
know you do.
Physically couldn't handle
oh
it
goodness.
This week. It just seemed like it stopped my body, and I don't know why.
It's because you're carrying invisible burdens, but you're still carrying them on both shoulders, and that's what's going on. You need to know when to lay them down. When to lay them down.
Okay.
At the end of the day. All right?
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Well, God bless you. Have a sweet night.
You
God
too,
ladies.
You. Thank you.
All right, bye. Well, it's the end of the hour, so we probably should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070, and that's 540-613-1070. And this has been the Illumination Station. Thank you for all that listened and all who called in tonight. We're so happy to serve you, and you have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.